Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the Iceberg Lounge. We are your hosts. I am Thomas Single, and in chair number two, Randy Dobbins.
Hello.
In this episode, we're going to be talking about the merger of the two spring leagues, the USFL and the XFL, to become the UFL. But before that, let's get a word from our sponsor, and then we'll be back to take a deep dive and look into the United Football League. Are you looking for a lifestyle change? Do you need energy, hydration, or sleep? Check out Poggers Lifestyle Drink Mixes. Whether it is blue raspberry for energy, mango for hydration, or grape for sleep, you can't go wrong. Also, check out the bundles, stickers, and shakers they offer as well. Use code Iceberg64 to get 10% off your order at poggerslifestyle.com/iceberg64. Thank you so much for supporting Poggers and the Iceberg Lounge. And we're back. So, it was announced a few weeks ago that the United States Football League and the XFL were going to merge to become the United Football League. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's, you know, I think it's interesting because, yeah, like, I didn't think it was going to happen until, like, I saw, like, from ESPN or you sent me something. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, it has been in the talks for a good bit. The XFL at one point was trying to have a partnership with the Canadian Football League, and then that just didn't pan out. Because the USFL has become, you know, successful, and the XFL has only had really one season back before this merger, but I feel like the XFL needed the merger, because if not, it would just be the USFL left. And I feel like with this, with the merging, they are now going to be the true developmental farming system for the NFL, the way they need to be.
So you think it's kind of going to be like a NFL minor league?
Yes. To me, the UFL is not trying to compete with the NFL. Because as we can see, no one's stopping these players before the mergers to jumping to the NFL. And so both of them were kind of seen as two different kind of minor leagues that the NFL can pick and choose from. But now with this merger, I think this will be even better, because now it's just one major minor league that they can farm from. And possibly, if they can work out a deal with the NFL, players can be sent back to the UFL to develop in order to be then redrafted later on into the NFL.
I think that would be, like, an interesting way to do it. Like, because the NFL is, like, it's one of, out of the four big sports, I think it's the only one other than the NFL, or I mean not NFL, other than the NHL that doesn't have like a minor league.
Yeah, and with the popularity of American football, you would think it would already have that developmental system. But see, the problem is someone was trying to create something to compete with the NFL. When in reality, it just needed a developmental league.
Yeah. So I looked it up. It says the American Hockey League is a professional ice hockey league. Serves as the primary developmental league for the NHL.
So, yeah, football, American football was literally the last major sport in America.
It's the only pro sports team that doesn't have in North America that doesn't have a minor league, I would say.
Yeah, and now I feel like with the UFL, because the UFL, I feel like, doesn't want to compete. Like, they are really ready and wanting to be that developmental league, because if they're able to get that partnership, the UFL will never leave, because they will always have NFL money coming back to them.
Yeah.
So, the former XFL president and CEO, Russ Brandon, will hold the same title for the UFL, so now he is the UFL president and CEO. The former USFL president of football operations, Daryl Johnston, will lead the new league's football operations.
I think that's pretty cool how they kept both.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
I think that's
the only right thing to do.
I mean, they both know how to run each of their leagues, so I mean.
And to me, out of the two leagues, the USFL, to me, was the more successful of the two spring leagues.
Yeah, the USFL has had a lot of success over these last two seasons.
Yeah, to me, the XFL needed the USFL more than the USFL needed the XFL.
Yeah.
But I think they both saw, if we do merge, this is going to help both of us, then
we can't really do well if we compete against each other, why not come together kind of situation.
Exactly. And so the UFL did confirm that its first game as the UFL will be held March 30th, and it will be played between each league's champions. So you'll have the XFL champion, the Arlington Renegades, going up against the back-to-back USFL champions, the Birmingham Stallions. They're opening up their first game with each of their champions going against each other. Which I think is a good way to start it.
Oh, yeah.
So, later on in a news release, there was listed 5 UFL quote-unquote partners. These are Eric Shanks, interesting last name. He is the chief executive officer and executive producer of Fox Sports. Jimmy Patero, chairman of ESPN. Danny Garcia, founder, CEO, and chairwoman of the Garcia Companies. Dwayne Johnson, founder and CEO of Seven Bucks Companies, and Jerry Cardinal, founder and managing partner of Redbird Capital Partners. So not only do we have kind of the two higher ups that we mentioned earlier, but you'll have these five UFL partners to go along with them.
Oh, see, so, I think it's like we said this before, I know, but I'm really excited to see how all this is going to go.
Yes. I think eventually, if this goes good within the next 5 years, there will be expansions in both conferences. By adding more cities, more teams, meaning more room for other players, things like that. And so they're going to have two conferences in the UFL.
Yeah.
Taking teams from both leagues and going from there. And we'll go over, you know, the abandoned teams after we talk about the conferences. So you have the USFL conference. So they're kind of doing like the NFL where they are keeping the old companies' names, but like making them the conferences.
Yeah.
So the USFL conference will have the Birmingham Stallions.
Giddy up.
Yes. Memphis Showboats. Michigan Panthers.
Boo.
And then the original Houston team, which was the Gamblers, were renamed the Roughnecks.
Which,
and
that confused me because I'm like, why would they rename it from the USFL team to the one that's from the XFL?
Yeah, I don't know.
But then put it in the USFL division. I don't.
Yeah, to me, it should have been the Gamblers still.
Because everything's the same, except for the name. But I'm like, if you're going to keep everything else the same, all the way down to the players and the team history and all that, why just not keep the name?
Yeah, and so I'm just like, so you're bringing just three USFL teams, basically, and you're just renaming a USFL team an XFL team. That's basically what happened.
And I do have
some issues with some of these teams and these conferences, so I'll talk about that in a minute. In the XFL conference, we have the Arlington Renegades. What used to be my favorite team in the XFL, well, now I'm having to choose the Stallions over them. The St. Louis Battlehawks. They were my favorite team in the XFL, but since the merger, I've got to go with the Stallions.
That's our hometown team.
Yeah.
They're not hometown, but that's our state's team.
And then you have the San Antonio Brahmas. That's a little nod to Dwayne Johnson.
You know, until I heard them say something on, like, the TV or something about the Brahma Bulls, I was like, wait, that's what they used to call Dwayne.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's a little nod to Dwayne. And then you were getting, I would say, probably one of the best fans of the XFL because of their tradition of the Cup Snake. You're getting the DC Defenders. So those are your eight teams in the UFL.
DC Defenders kind of sound like a comic book.
Yeah, from DC Comics. That was. So Here are the abandoned XFL teams. These teams no longer exist as of right now, but I feel in the next few years, the UFL might expand and bring these teams back, depending on if they want to bring an XFL, former XFL, or former USFL team. So, the abandoned XFL teams were the Seattle Sea Dragons, the Vegas Vipers, which I think would have been cool if they would have turned the Vegas Vipers into the Vegas Gamblers. But anyway. And the Orlando Guardians.
See, I can kind of see why they... The only one of them I would have kept, me personally, was the Orlando Guardians. Because they would have got that Florida market.
Yeah, they would have gotten that Florida market. Yeah. That's my thing is I feel like there's too many Texas teams. I think we should have kept the Renegades.
Yeah.
Because they were the champions and that should have been the only Texas team.
Yeah. Now see like Seattle and Vegas, I can understand because they would have had to battle with the Seahawks and the Raiders.
Yeah.
And I could understand that. I'm like, okay, well, you already have an NFL team in those cities you have to compete with. Now, you could say the team in Orlando, you kind of got to compete with Tampa Bay, Miami, Jacksonville, but there's not really team in Orlando other than the Orlando Magic.
No,
I think they would have could have done well in Orlando.
Yeah, I think there's a USFL team, actually two of them that I think they should have kept as well. But like I said, if they ever did an expansion, they can always bring these teams back. But I would agree, out of these abandoned teams, I probably would have kept Orlando as well.
Hopefully they will get to stay around long enough for them to expand.
Because you got to understand, the NFL, each conference in the NFL has 16 teams.
Yes.
So literally the XFL is each conference is 1/4 the size. So maybe, you know, as the years go on and there's more players that want to be in developmental and stuff that they can expand. Here are the abandoned USFL teams. You had the New Jersey Generals. You had the Philadelphia Stars. The Pittsburgh Maulers. The Houston Gamblers, technically. And the New Orleans Breakers.
And see, the issue I can see here with these teams is all these places already have technically, they already have an NFL team.
True.
The only one I'll say technically about is New Jersey, and that's because the Jets and Giants both play in Jersey.
Yeah.
And East Rutherford.
And so those are the abandoned teams for both conferences. To me, Philadelphia should have been in instead of Houston. I don't think the Houston Roughnecks
should have been in there. Like I said, we just need one Texas team so we can get more states in there. And I think Philadelphia should have been in the conference instead of Houston.
See, I would have went with New Jersey.
Because, the Generals?
Yeah, I would have went with them because you can grab that not only the New York City market, but the New England market.
Yeah, true.
Kind of like how the Patriots get the New England market.
Yeah, so the reason why I was thinking the Stars is we'll just go ahead and jump into the champions of each of these conferences, the history going into the USFL. So the USFL champions have been the Michigan Panthers, which they're in the conference, the Philadelphia / Baltimore Stars, who were back-to-back champs, I believe. They're a two-time champ. And then the Stallions. The only team that was left out of the conference was Philadelphia. And so I feel like they deserve to be in there because they're a former champion instead of Houston.
Yeah, I can see that. I would agree.
Just simply because they have that history of, you know, they're a former two-time USFL champion. You got that Philadelphia market with, you know, the Steelers and the Ravens. And then former XFL champions were the LA Extreme.
Did you say Ravens?
Yeah, Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, I'll take an Eagles.
Because they were formerly the Baltimore Stars as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And so, XFL champs, you have LA Extreme, which, you know, they didn't have an LA team coming back. Maybe if they expand, they could bring the Extreme back, since it has history with the company. And then you had the Arlington Renegades. And so that's kind of a quick overview of everything going in to the UFL. We're definitely will be covering it, considering we have the Stallions, which were dominant in the USFL
these past two seasons.
Exactly. So, Spotify question of the episode. So, go to Spotify, to the episode, and answer this question. And sometimes there's a poll up as well that you can answer. And your answer might be read on the next episode of the Iceberg Lounge. But this Spotify question of this episode is, who is going to be your team in the UFL? As you already know, me and Randy, ours is the Stallions. Giddy up. Yeah, just tell us who you're going to root for in the UFL.
And maybe even throw that's going to win the championship.
Exactly. Do you think at the end it will be a rematch between the Stallions and the Renegades?
I think I hope so. I mean, that'd be a good matchup.
Exactly. So, yeah. Tell us down below, and your answer might be read on the next episode of the Iceberg Lounge.
Want more content from Randy and me? Go check us out on Twitch at Iceberg Gaming TTV, and it's K-Town Gaming, where we stream multiple games live. We're also on YouTube at Thomas RJ Engel and K-Town Gaming. There we play games and have other content for you to enjoy. If you want to follow us on social media, all the links will be in the details of this episode. Support us at patreon.com/TRJI, where you get our content first before anyone. If you cannot invest in us monetarily, you can by following, leaving reviews, chatting with us, liking, commenting, and sharing content. We appreciate your support. Thank you for listening to the Iceberg Lounge. Know God loves you and we love you. And always remember, all to God. See you in the next episode. This has been a production of the Iceberg Network.